Well, hello, hello, hello. Thank you for joining me today. Welcome to your show, Fruit for Your Soul. I'm your host, Cordelia Reed, and I'm hoping today will be just exactly what I said, Fruit for Your Soul. The title of the show today is Walking in Authority, and I want to talk about exactly what that means. For the last couple of months, the Holy Spirit has really been talking to me about walking more in authority and not just accepting things and saying, what if it happens, or I don't know what I'm going to do. And he's really been challenging me, and he's saying to me, what do you want? If you want something, declare it, believe that I'm going to do it, because the truth is you already have it in Christ. You get it? In the spiritual realm, you already have it. It's already done. These promises, and literally I am sitting here in California on God's promise. Not because I thought I would be here. He's saying, it's already done. So this word was spoken over my life back in January of 2018. I had no plans on moving to California. And literally, someone started saying all these things about my life. And they spelled it out. I heard several things different times before, but this person spelled it out like A, B, C, D. And I started seeing a lot of these things start to come to pass now that I'm in California. They said nothing about California. I thought whatever God was going to do, he was going to do in Atlanta. Okay. But he's doing it in California. The point that I'm trying to make is that God reminds me that at the end of the day, you're already walking on my word. You're living on my word, as we all do. And sometimes we don't realize it. So you're at the point now that all you have to do is declare it and believe it, and it will be done. And I'm not sure why, you know, being saved, we have the mind of Christ, is so difficult to put those two things together. But I hear so many Christians doing that, and it happens so often that, you know, I find myself doing the Holy Spirit saying, no, no more of that. You have my image now. You are with me. You're with me. We're one. So you declare what you want, and you rebuke what you don't, and you bind what shouldn't be there. Okay, so let's get started. Walking in authority, walking in authority. I'm excited about this. I really, really am. This is, woo, I tell you. All right, so I'm starting at Mark 1, verse 22, where it says, and they were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as having authority and not as scribes. And straightway there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, saying, what have we done with thee, Jesus, thou Nazarene? Art thou come to destroy us? They were afraid. I know thee, who thou art, the Holy One of God. And Jesus rebuked them, saying, hold thy peace and come out of him. And the unclean spirit, tearing him and crying with a loud voice, came out of him. And they were all amazed, and so much that they questioned among themselves, saying, what is this? A new teaching. With authority he commanded even the unclean spirits, and they obey him. And the report of him went out straightway everywhere unto all the regions of Galilee round about. So we see in these particular verses that Jesus spoke with authority, and he was teaching those around him how to walk in authority by taking out the unclean spirit and claiming he didn't ask the unclean spirit to come out. He didn't say maybe to come out. Let's talk about it coming out later. He didn't say anything like that. He was intimidated, but boldly saying, come out of him. And then with that, they saw, oh my gosh, what's going on? This is something new. And, you know, a lot of times I use this example because I feel like this is something we're often doing in the body of Christ. We know we can demand demons away because that's very obvious, right? Because, oh, we're going to get this demon out of this person. It shouldn't be here, blah, blah, blah. Or this person really, really is hungry for something different and knows something's wrong. So can you please help me and get this out of me, or whatever's going on with me? I need deliverance. I need healing. So we know that. But a lot of times when it comes to everyday situations, when there's definitely something not right there, not godly, we just don't exercise that authority. Just recently, literally, I just moved here to California about a little over a year ago. My husband and I were constantly, you know, I've walked that walk before where I've had these demonic attacks and all these unwanted things come in the middle of the night. But when I came here, you know, I thought I was done with all that. But something showed me different. Literally, my husband and I had a problem with the TV coming. Like, it didn't waste any time. Like, the first night we got our furniture, the TV would just pop on. And not only did it pop on, it turned on to a YouTube channel. It had the nerve to turn onto a YouTube channel that my daughter watched, who was not even here at the time when we were back in Georgia. Now, number one, you have to exert an effort to turn on the TV. Number two, it's just not going to turn on and go to YouTube by itself. You know, you have to really put effort there, find the YouTube channel, because we have like Sling TV. It's so much effort. And then to come to an actual channel that she watches where there's a lot of yelling, I can't stand it. And this spirit knew that. But my daughter loves it, so therefore I tolerate it. And so in the middle of the night, the channel would pop on and the yelling would take place. And it was just absolutely absurd. So I'm thinking, look at this. So I knew what it was, but it was like, okay, we turned the TV off. And literally it got so bad, and it would only happen that night, that we had to unplug the TV. We were being so harassed by that. And I never accepted it. I just figured, okay, you know, we rebind it, we rebuke it. But something else strange happened that I could not understand. I said, God, you know, I thought I was done. I thought we were done with this kind of stuff. Like, what's going on? And truth is, you know, when it comes to attacks from the devil, you're never done with that. I just didn't think it would come so boldly in this manner. I talked to several minister friends, and they said, you're going to have to plead the blood of Jesus over the atmosphere. You know, turn the Bible open to this spirit. I did everything. I mean, sprayed oil throughout the house. I did everything. And it kept coming back the middle of the night. I mean, it was just crazy. So my husband, you know, once again, we just got to the point, we turned the TV off. And, you know, I thought that, you know, at some point it was going to stop, right? Well, guess what? After everything that I went through here in California, the spiritual warfare, one morning during my prayer time, I pray at the same time every morning at 4:30, it's dark outside. So, and my husband gets up early because he works on Eastern time. He goes into a different room. So I'm in the room by myself and I'm praying. Normally I'm praying in the spirit. So one morning, just recently, probably about a couple of months ago, I was laying in the bed and I was praying, and I don't open my eyes. But sometimes when I'm done praying in the spirit, I'm getting ready to switch to just regular praying or getting ready to switch to the Bible. I open my eyes and I see the TV's on. And I said, oh, now, Satan, come on. Now, And so literally, before I could say anything else, the Holy Spirit said, tell whatever spirit that turned the TV on to turn it off. And I'm thinking, huh, that's different. I never tried that. So literally, I told that spirit and commanded it in a loud voice, speaking regularly, not yelling, just speaking regularly out loud. I commanded it to turn it off in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever spirit turned my TV on, turn it off. I closed my eyes as if the TV has been turned off already. I went back into praying. Opened my eyes back up. Within a couple of seconds, the TV was off. And I got so excited. I said, oh my goodness. You mean to tell me all the time I had to do was tell you to turn it off? And the Holy Spirit said, of course that's all you had to do. Because you have the mind of Christ. Because I am with you. Because you are with me. And because you have crossed into the spiritual realm when you come to be a part of my kingdom. Now, let's skip. I'm going to go to another area of the Bible. And this time, we're going to go to 1 Corinthians. And 1 Corinthians 2. Give me just a second while I bring it up. Because I want to show you how important this is. All right, so 1 Corinthians 2, starting at verse 13, and this is one of my favorites. Which things also we speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Spirit teaches, combining spiritual things with spiritual words. Now the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, and he cannot know them because they are spiritually judged. So if I say that I'm saved, in other words, and I hear and I'm talking to them all day, just receiving from the Holy Spirit, then I have to clearly believe what this is saying. I no longer can identify with things in the natural of the world, because technically I'm not of the world anymore. I'm of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. And then he goes on to verse 15 and says, but he that is spiritual judges all things, and he himself is judged of no man. For who have known the mind of the Lord that he should instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. So I just, you know, it's one of those things where it's like a epiphany. And I really do wish we taught these kind of things more in church or in our groups or our small groups or whatever, because this is so important. There are so many people sitting in church, believers that are not in church, that just take what the enemy says, eat like I was taking all the beatings that was giving me with the attacks on the TV turning on. I literally, you know, I never accepted it per se, but I didn't know I was supposed to command it to leave. And that seems so simple, but it wasn't an outright exorcism. It wasn't an outright deliverance or healing. So my thoughts never came down to, why don't you just tell it to leave? And even the people, and I told you earlier, I talked to some minister friends and they were telling me all these things to do. Oh, spray the oil and blah, blah, blah. But no one ever said, just tell it to leave. I find that absolutely amazing, astonishing. So after that happened, I got so excited and I said, thank you, Jesus. He said, now you see the authority that you have. I want you to walk in it, talk in it, believe it. You have authority. You have the mind of Christ. You don't accept the things the world accepts. You won't be affected by the things the world is affected by. So walk in it. Believe it, right? Now, I thought, I got to be honest with you. When I came up to California, I thought my life would be different. I just thought that God was bringing me here because it was time to do something radically different. And it was just going to be so wonderful. But yet it was in the opposite direction, literally. So yes, part of it was true that God was ready to promote me spiritually. But my promotion came with so much persecution. And with that persecution came the authority even more so in the spiritual realm. And now I feel so comfortable, so beautifully walking, and just knowing that the Holy Spirit is with me. So I want to share with you some pointers on just how I got there. And someone recently, I didn't want to say like, okay, I've arrived mentality. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying to you is walking comfortably and knowing and believing that I have the authority and being confident in that authority. Okay. That's what I'm talking about, because you are no different. You are a believer and you too have the mind of Christ and you too are used as a vessel for Christ. So you have the same thing. You have the exact same thing. So let's talk about this. Number one, I don't accept anything from the enemy. Mm-mm. No, I mean, I think that part I kind of thought I had right. But the truth is I was applying it sometimes and not all the time. You've got to apply it in every single thing of your life. One time I was at a doctor's office and this doctor was trying to find, you know, the reason why I was having these issues. And, you know, he was scratching his head. He just couldn't figure it out. So that particular morning, I ate a lot of smoked salmon. I was trying to finish it up and I was hungry and I ate too much of it. But one thing I didn't know about smoked salmon is that it's salty. And I have no blood pressure issues, but it ran my blood pressure up sky high. He goes, oh, I know. After he took my blood pressure, and I didn't know, I just know I had a headache. He's like, you got high blood pressure. I was like, no, I don't. So I started shaking my head before he could finish his sentence. Like, no, that's not true. He said, yeah, okay. But I think he was baffled at the patient disagreeing with him. I didn't claim it. Mm-mm, not once. Guess what? I don't have high blood pressure. My blood pressure went back down within an hour. So he knew that wasn't true. I got a bunionectomy on my right foot years ago, 3 or 4 years ago. And literally, my surgeon goes, well, Cordelia, you know, you got arthritis and certain things we just can't do anything about. I was a jogger for 20 years. And so I got the bunion removed. And they're like, well, you got, no, I don't have arthritis. I never claimed it. It may be written in my charts, my medical records. I don't have arthritis. Guess what? Today, I don't have arthritis. This is what I'm talking about. And you claim it and believe it in the mighty name of Jesus. So don't accept anything. And I do mean anything that's from the enemy. Jesus cares about everything we care about. And, you know, and people think this is a little extreme, but it's very true. The Holy Spirit cares about everything. I literally let him pick out the clothes I wear, the way I wear my makeup, the way I wear my hair. He cares about all those little things. I went on a recent visit to Georgia and I was looking for a MAC makeup counter. And I knew that this certain store, and I don't want to say the name of it, I knew this certain store sometimes had an actual counter in there, not necessarily the whole shebang like you would see in Macy's or Dillard's, but just at least a little tiny like vendor stand or something. So I went to one store, they didn't have it. They said, oh, check the store in Noonan or McDonough. I said, okay. So the next day I happened to be in Noonan. I checked the store and they didn't have it. I said, okay, something's going on here because there's no reason why it shouldn't be. They said, oh, that counter closed up, the Mac counter closed up about 3 weeks ago. I said, what? That something's not right. So I knew, you know, this goes back to the spiritual thing. I knew the enemy was messing with me because I was getting irritated. All I wanted was a little bit of MAC concealer. Literally, the Holy Spirit said, if you want something, claim it. Did I tell you to claim what you want? I'm thinking, well, this makeup got, no, claim it. And you think that he doesn't care about that. So I said, okay, we're getting ready to go in the dealers. I'm going to claim and believe because when I left Georgia, this part of Noonan, Georgia, dealers didn't have a MAC counter. I really wanted them to because it was closer to my home in Tyrone, but they didn't. So my mom and I go into Dillard's. Lo and behold, guess what's there? MAC makeup. It had just opened up there like a few weeks before I arrived. I said, look at this. I go up to the counter. I said, I'm looking for concealer. And the Holy Spirit has a sense of humor. I'm going to tell you that. They go, oh, we don't sell concealers. And I said to the Holy Spirit, you told me to claim it. He said, yeah, but you didn't say anything about concealer. So the MAC makeup was there, counter, but the concealer wasn't. I said, okay. He said, you've got to be specific about what you want. Now, to make a long story short, I ended up getting Dermablend that was twice the size of the MAC, worked just as, even better, and it was twice the, it gave me twice the coverage. That's the point I'm trying to make. And I found out, I went to the airport. There's a MAC makeup counter right on the Terminal B at the Atlanta airport. And I said, look at this. And the guy at the counter gave me, I told him, I said, look, I just bought Dermablend. I just want to make sure my colors are matching up perfectly. He said, of course. Then he gave me some pointers on how to wear Dermablend at the MAC counter now. And he actually put on some powder to make it match the Dermablend. Here's my point. Sometimes when we bring God in everything that we do, okay, all the time, even if you think that he's not there in it, he is. Just wait and see the surprise that he has for you. I have found when I bring God into it and it doesn't seem like he's answering one prayer, he has something so much better and he's laughing at you because he's helping you to learn more about who he is. So simple MAC makeup, I learned to be more specific in claiming what I want because that MAC makeup counter was not there before. It had just opened and the one in the other store had just closed before I got there. Now, you may say that's a little extreme, but I'm telling you, anything is possible with Christ. Anything. All things are possible with Christ. All things. You've got to believe that. And you've got to receive that in your heart. Don't accept anything from the enemy because the enemy messes with you, aggravates you, allows you to waste your time and your energy, get frustrated. Do not accept that. Every morning I get up, I rebuke and bind the spirit of frustration and irritation and anger because anybody can get stressed out looking for makeup they can't find, right? Okay, it's not going to happen to me. Okay, so the next thing is, I just talked a little bit about this. Rebuke something, anything the enemy's trying to put on you. Bind it and declare what you do want. Declare it and believe it. Declare it and believe it. And I'm telling you that part, that declaring takes a lot of practice. Walking in authority takes a lot of practice. The more you do it, the more you believe it, the more you see it, the more you know it's going to happen. And the more you see it and the more you believe it, the more confident you become. This is for sure going to happen the next time. Does that make sense? So you got to believe it and it's going to come true. And then the more you see it come true, the more you know it's going to come true the next time. Okay, it goes back to faith initially. God says, only believe, only believe, only believe, right? The other things I want to make sure I add to you is that I cannot stress the importance of daily praise, prayer, and the Word of God. Those are so, 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 so important. That is part of your armor, your daily armor. You have got to be literally armed with those things for your life to be protected from the devil, for you to walk continuously in that authority, for you to see everything Christ has for you, and to be in the wealth thereof. Those things are so important. I tell you, I felt like when I figured all this out, like literally when the Holy Spirit kept telling me this, and I started bringing it together. And it was like, oh, no wonder this didn't happen when I thought it was going to happen. Or, oh, that part of my life was missing. Because we can't go where God wants us to go if a part of it is missing. Because when we get to where we think we're going, you see, when we get to where we think we're going and a part of it is missing, the enemy attacks us so fiercely, it just knocks everything out of us and we go way back to square one, right? So we want to get there fully armed, fully aware, and fully confident that the Holy Spirit is with us in every step of the way. So when I hear Christians and other believers saying, I hope God gives me the desires of my heart, or, oh, I'm just going to pray that this test comes out negative. No. God already said, God is really concerned about our health. He's really concerned about our finances. He's really concerned about our marriages. He's really concerned about our ministries. We just claim and believe it. Claim it and believe it. Claim it and believe it. Keep claiming and believe it. And make sure you do not forget the daily praise and the prayer and filling yourself up with the word of God. You got to be sure of that. Because those are the things, when they come out of your mouth, those are the things that are the fiercest and the most powerful, powerful weapons in warfare. The other thing is just obey. Obey, 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 obey. For me, in my life, it came down to Job 36, 11, and 12. And I'm not going to read it all out to you, but it came down to those who obey live in prosperity and all that God's had for them. And those who disobey live in lack and poverty and sickness and all those things that the enemy bring. It just comes down, because clearly we can say, you know what? My intuition was telling me this. This is what real people say. I think I was supposed to do that. And then those are non-believers who are literally are given the mercy of God for whatever things that come to pass, right? And then we have the believers that say the same thing, but yet we don't obey. We don't obey. We don't, because it's way too uncomfortable for us. It's just not going to happen. It's not going to happen. That's what I know I've seen people do. I've done it myself, and the consequences were horrible. So obey, 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 and you will see so much more happen in your life. The authority will be so much higher. Matter of fact, the Holy Spirit was giving me so many secrets as to a lot of the things that's going to take place in the body of Christ that's new. And a part of that, people that are leaders now that the world knows, some of them, not all of them, obviously, are going to be surprised at what's going to happen because they are not obeying. And the Holy Spirit gave me the word hypocrisy. And hypocrisy means claiming to an identity that one does not walk in. And that was pretty deep, because unfortunately, it's very unfortunate. I'll just leave it at that. So it comes down to being obedient. I just cannot stress to you how important that is. That's huge. And the last part I'm going to say is dying to self. And people have really taken that one to the extreme, because they say, oh, I die to self. I die to self. Pick up my cross. I die to self every day. I die to self every day. So, you know, and I go and I help this group of people, and I go and I help and I do that. And the truth is, yes, that's one part of it. But lo and behold, the Holy Spirit has taught me recently, since I've been here in California, dying to self means when you get that slap from the enemy that's so bad and it feels so hard and so cruel and so terrible, and you just want to just say, forget it to everything. God is saying, dying to self means you are not forgetting today. You are who I say you are. I need you to believe that and get up. Forget about the slap you just got. I know you're hurting real bad. Get up and go do what I told you to do. That's what dying to self means too. And that is one thing that a lot of people, that is the other part that cannot get to. I'm going to tell you, that's it is one of the most difficult things I've ever done in my life. I have a book coming out about relationships. And that is the other difficult thing in my life. Just literally making everything, doing what the Holy Spirit told me in my marriage. And I got to tell you, I thought that was hard. But the most difficult thing I've ever done in my life, the absolute most difficult thing, is learning to die to self. Because I thought I had that part accomplished before I moved to California. And God said, oh no, I'm going to show you what that means. And I tell you, it's been a journey, and I'm thankful for it, because persecution comes promotion. And I wouldn't trade the wisdom I have today for anything. Now, I don't want to go through what I just went through. I'm going to tell you that right now. That's pretty bad. But I got to where God wants me to go. And that's the most important thing. More important than anything else. I feel the riches that God has within me. I feel the wisdom. I literally am in alignment with the truth. It naturally comes out of my mouth. I understand what being saved means. And this is not to boast about myself, because this is my testimony unto you, so that you have this also. If you don't already, it's just a reminder then, if you do, that don't forget to die to self. Don't forget to obey. Don't forget to praise daily and fill yourself with God's word. And once again, I'm going to stress the obey part, because I think that is a really difficult one for a lot of people. So I want to thank you for listening again today. And I hope that you have a better understanding of what walking in authority means. Don't accept anything the enemy gives to you. I was sharing with someone today at church, any disease in your family, your children, anything I hear about people I know in the body of Christ, I never accept it. I was sharing that with this person. And also, I don't accept it for myself or my family. I don't accept anything the enemy gives to anyone. I just don't. I just don't. Because it's not there. Literally, that's not what God says about us. So it is a perception of what the enemy wants us to see, because we're living in our natural bodies. Okay? So I know that's a tough one, but don't accept what the enemy gives you. Don't ever accept that. Ever. Declare and believe that you are healed. If you have diseases, we are healed by his stripes. Declare and believe that your finances and your cup is overflowing. Okay? Because that's who you are. Declare and believe that you are more in love in your marriage than you were the day before you got married. Yes, that is what God has for us. I don't care if you've been divorced. God can restore anything. Anything. We only have to believe, only believe, only believe, only believe. I know I say that all the time, especially in this season, but only believe. That is going to be your saving grace and everything. And then the Holy Spirit will guide you and give you the strength and the authority to walk in the fullness of who you truly are. So thank you again. I look forward to seeing you next time. I'd love to hear from you. Love@cardelia.com. Send me an email, cardelia.com. I'd love to hear your feedback, and hope you have a wonderful week. Bye-bye.